Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, a podcast for women who are fed up of being tired, bloated, and riding the hormonal roller coaster. This is for you if you're ready to create a better belly and gut health, balance your hormones, and create a more peaceful, happier mind. I'm Kezia Hall, your host, holistic nutritionist, coach, mom to young kids, trauma thriver, science, and holistic geek. And this show explores my three-part methodology, the three F's for feeling good: food, feelings, and function. So if you're ready to create pain-free periods or ditch the toilet, food, and IBS drama and just create a normal, joyful relationship with your body and with the food that you eat without overwhelm, restriction, or crazy health obsession, this is the podcast for you, and I am so glad that you are here. Let's get started with today's episode. So are continuous blood glucose monitors useful or just another fad? Should you hop on and sign up for Zoe or some other thing that you're being advertised? If you're anything like me, I'm constantly being advertised these things. And is it useful to you? Is it actually going to help you to shift your hormones in your belly? Why is it all of a sudden everywhere, these continuous blood glucose monitors? Is it useful? Is it a fad? What can you do? What is actually going to help you, and what is going to help you to see results? That's what we're looking at today. I'm going to share with you the reasons why I like continuous blood glucose monitors. I'm going to share with you the reasons I don't like them, my recent experiment, and what I do with my clients. So we're going to dive into that today, but I hope you are well. I am staring outside and the blue sky is there. It's freezing and like very icy, but the season has changed and I'm feeling really good about 2024. I just feel like there's a lot of exciting stuff happening here behind the scenes. I'm shifting some stuff up. I've been working with like a business mentor coach, which has been super helpful. And I just feel really excited about all the ways that I can help you this year. There's going to be a retreat happening in September that I'm going to share with you soon. At the moment, I've still got spaces for new clients in my Bloom 6-month program. And I've also had some other ideas of stuff percolating, which it's just feeling really good. And I'm still working at the charity, and we've got a lot of stuff happening at the charity. So I am also really aware that I need to balance my sleep and my stress and just really look after myself. I do live with kind of complex PTSD. So even at the weekend, I just have occasion, it's got much better than it did, but I just have days, I call them brain fart days. And it's just where something triggers off in my brain and it's just a really difficult mental health day. And so I had one of those at the weekend and I don't quite know why I'm sharing this with you other than just to keep it real. But so I had one of those kind of at the weekend, but I'm just back here on Monday. I'm recording this on a Monday and I'm actually just really excited. I love this work. My work has just been I've assessed and talked a lot about my work in therapy and if it's helpful or if it helps me or if it harms me. And the conclusion is that it's always really helpful and really aligned. And I just love this work that I do and creating stuff and helping people and all those kind of things. Anyway, total sidetrack. But I hope you are doing well. And today we're looking at something, if you're anything like me, you've probably been advertised this loads. So we're going to dive into that. Also, I have created something in March called the Well Woman Audit. And I would love for you to come and book one of these. These are totally free. They are a holistic health assessment over 30 minutes where we look at 8 different areas of your life and I do a quick kind of scoring process. You get some like a results email so that you can actually figure out what is sort of going on. And I really have a thorough audit or an holistic health assessment so you can finally understand why you feel so rubbish, what's going on with your health, what can help, what to focus on. So if you want to get some one-to-one personalized feedback on your root causes and what is going on in your health and what your symptoms mean, keziahall.com/audit. I'm making 8 spaces available in March and I'll make some more spaces available in April as well. So if you're like sitting there wondering, why do I feel so rubbish? Like, what is going on? I eat pretty healthy. I exercise, I meditate, I do yoga, yet I feel awful or I feel worse than my friends that do drive through McDonald's all the time. What the chuff is going on with my health? The Wellwoman Audit, it's for you. It's a holistic health assessment where I'm basically going to help you over 30 minutes figure out why you feel so rubbish. And it's going to have a really unique approach. It's a bit of like, I'm kind of taking you through a mini version of the assessment I do with my clients for free so that you can gain some real clarity and personalized support. So they're totally free. I'd love for you to do one. KezzyHall.com/audit, A-U-D-I-T, audit. To book in there. I also have spaces for new clients in Bloom as well. So we can talk about those in the order if you want. But I have currently, as of recording this, 2 spaces available, but I do have a couple of people who are interested. But if you are interested, book in an audit. That's probably the easiest way to do it, because that's kind of this first step. So we can talk about lab testing and all those kinds of things. But I would love to help you. And I know that this podcast is brilliant. I know that the resources I have and the challenges and things can be really helpful. But the thing that's really going to shift your health is getting some personalized support and personalized data and personalized strategy. It honestly will just move the needle so much faster for you. It really will, especially if you've been stuck for a long time, especially if you're tired, especially if you're overwhelmed, especially if you feel so low that you can't actually take any action. You need some support. You need some personalized data. You need some answers. You need me in your court. And I would love to be in your court. I would love to be your cheerleader, your strategist, your encourager, your accountability person, so that 2024 is the year that you totally flourish and bloom and become your most radiant, confident version of yourself. Anyway, so book your Wellwoman audit, KezzyHall.com/audit. I'm taking on new clients. Yeah, let's dive in with the show. Continuous blood glucose monitors. What is the deal with them? First of all, what are they? They are devices that you put into the back of your arm or your lower back, and they monitor how much glucose is in your blood at any one time. These are most used by diabetics, either type 1 or type 2 diabetes. And it's been a technology that's been more available to those with to people with those health conditions for a while. But more recently, as I predicted many years ago, these are becoming more available for people that don't have diabetes as a way of checking in with their health. So it's a Bluetooth device. You have it on, you wear it on your arm. You have an app on your phone, and it tells you roughly, each device is slightly different, but gives you updates basically every 5 minutes of what level of glucose do you have in your blood. So obviously, as you eat food and the foods that you eat and the stress you experience throughout the day affects these levels. So you can see this ongoing continuous data about your health, which obviously as a holistic nutritionist and total data geek, I find completely fascinating. I just took out my, I was wearing one for 2 weeks and I have worn them several times before. I think I wore a couple in 2022 and maybe 2021, just after the girls were born, worn them several times. And it has been really helpful to me for me to understand what's going on in my body. And I've also used them with clients as well. So I recently wore a new device because I was just wanting to try out a new device before I order some for clients. So if you work with me, a continuous blood glucose monitor might be something that we implement. Other tests that I do with clients are stool tests, hormonal panels. I use the Dutch test for that. We use blood testing to get more insight into thyroid or homocysteine or omega-3 status or vitamin D, B12. I also use something called organic acids test and a host more. I have loads of tests available to me. It really just depends on what's the most strategic thing for my clients. So those ones that I've mentioned are probably the ones I use most often. So anyway, so continuous blood glucose monitor. You've also, if you've been advertised Zoe, which is a company that is basically when you sign up for it, you do a gut test and you wear a continuous blood glucose monitor and it goes towards their research that they're doing. So I kind of want to address this because I've had a couple of clients be like, should I sign up for Zoe? Or I did sign up for Zoe. And so what's going on there? And should you have a CGM? So that's a shortened version of continuous blood glucose monitor. So I'll refer to it as a CGM for here on in to save me pronouncing so many things. So that's a little bit of what it is. And there's lots of different companies out there. And I think it's going to become more and more popular in the next couple of years. I predicted this was going to be this way. And I think it's only going to take off even more as the technology becomes more accessible and lower cost for people. So is it useful? Is it a fad? Should you sign up? Should you sign up for Zoe? What's going on? So first of all, why would you sign up for one of these? Why would you use a continuous blood glucose monitor if you're not diabetic? Like, I'm not diabetic. My clients, I've obviously had clients who are diabetic, but most of them aren't. Why would we use one of these things? Well, first thing is, I'll explain with you in a minute of why I use it for me and why I use it with my clients and why it can be useful. I'll maybe just touch on the whole Zoe thing. If you don't know what Zoe is, that's fine. You can maybe just skip ahead for the next minute. But Zoe is gathering loads of data and research through when you sign up Zoe, you do your CGM, they take that data, you do a stool test, they take that data. So it's going to become a really great database of lots of research, which I think is fascinating. I think from a user experience, I think there's a lot of good data being gathered, but from the clients I've had that have used it, you can't really access it, or I can't access it as a practitioner. And a lot of the feedback you get is relatively generic, I think. So I think you'd be better off paying to, I mean, obviously this is a totally biased opinion. I always think personalized approaches is better. So you could probably invest a similar amount of money, come and work with me in Root, my short-term program, wear a CGM that's much cheaper. Like the one I'm wore for the last 2 weeks was like 60 quid. Wear that. And then you'd actually know a little bit more of what to do, because I think all of these things, when there is a big app, when there's hundreds of thousands of people doing it, and the algorithms do, even though they gather unique data, the stuff that you get given does have to be more formulaic, because you're never going to get that personalized approach. So that's just my take on it. I think from making the most use of your money and getting the and strategic investments, I actually think it would be better to maybe you do need to wear a CGM. That might be really useful for you. We'll discuss why in a minute. But actually getting a bit of more personalized insight first. And then I think Zoe's a great entry point, and I don't have a problem with what it's doing. I think it's really, some of the stuff they're sharing is really useful. But I always think start personalized. Don't start in big generic algorithms, because that's kind of similar to just dieting, you know, where it's just these big generic formulas that get applied to you that aren't always that useful. So yes, gather data. And I love that Zoe is gathering personalized data, but I'm not convinced it's always translating that data for the user from the few people that I know who've spoken to it. And I might be wrong, and I'm really happy to be wrong about that. Anyway, so why do I use a continuous blood glucose monitor, and why do I use it in my clinic with my clients? Number one, I use it from a behavioral change perspective. For a lot of people that I work with, they have a long history of dieting, macro counting, SINs, points, calories, cutting calories, yo-yoing backwards and forwards. Their relationship with their body can be really charged and conflicted and heavy. And when we're looking at how to make changes to the way that they eat, it can just feel everything can feel very loaded, very emotional. The connections with things can be very warped. That, you know, whereas your blood glucose is a really neutral marker for most people. And it's a really helpful marker for seeing how the food you're eating is impacting your body and your inflammation levels, which I'll talk about in a minute. So I really like it from a behavioral change. It's a really useful data point that's not your weight, that's not calories, that's not your macros, that's not your SINs or your points. It's a very, very quantitative data point, which I think is part of what people are really looking for when they're weighing themselves, when they're doing macros, when they're doing calories, is they want something really concrete and really clear, a clear number to guide them, to give structure. And blood glucose, CGM, does that, which I think is really helpful. So it can help create behavioral change without all the old dieting dogma kind of being intertwined in everything. I've used it a lot of the times with clients from a weight loss perspective, and just helping them to connect with food and the way food is impacting them in a way that's more neutral, that isn't as charged, that isn't as heavy with calories and good and bad eating. It's more trying to detach the emotion from it and just look at the sheer data, the sheer science of it. That's why I actually really like it and use it a lot with clients that maybe have done a lot of yo-yo dieting and have quite a entrenched relationship with food and don't really know how to eat anymore without weighing macros, calories, SINs, or points. It kind of is a great re-educational educational tool, as well as a really helpful data You get loads of great data from it. The next reason I use it is it's a really great piece of preventative medicine technology. If we're looking at preventing Alzheimer's, dementia, heart disease, stroke, some cancers, like cardiovascular disease, managing your insulin and keeping your insulin levels healthy 20, 10, 20, 30 years before, you know, average diagnosis would take place is so essential. I have a lot of Alzheimer's that runs in my family. I also have cancer that runs in my family. And I'm very aware that prevention, like with Alzheimer's is preventable, but it's not reversible. It's not curable once you've got it. And how do I prevent Alzheimer's? I start now. I start 30 years earlier, just gently, very gently keeping an eye on my insulin. And I love that about this. It's a really simple thing. If there's one thing you want to do to age well, really get a good grip on your insulin management and make sure it's really healthy and really important. So that's another side benefit that I have. But I know a lot of people, especially my age, 36, aren't really thinking about preventative medicine, although you really should. I'm going to use the word should, because the whole point of being healthy now is that you can also be as healthy as you can be when you're 70, 80, 90. And the whole reason, I want to live well now and I want to live well in 30 years. And that's part of it. 2024 is your time to bloom. It's your time to be done with feeling dull, foggy, frumpy, fat, sore, uncomfortable, or just limited by your symptoms in your body. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, which I know some of you have, and I'm so glad that you're here, I want to invite you to come and bloom with me. I have transformed my one-to-one program, and now my signature one-to-one six-month private program is called Bloom, and I'm taking on new clients right now. This is for you if you are struggling to see results on your own and you're just ready, you just know that you want to become the most radiant, confident, happy person that you can be. You want to feel at home in your body. You want to feel at a healthy weight. You want to feel just good without pain, being able to do things and no longer feeling limited by your symptoms, by your lack of confidence, by body image issues, by pain, by toilet issues, hormone drama. You just want to feel good. Bloom is my six-month premium program for people that are ready, like totally ready to be done with all the health drama, but they know they need guidance, they need strategy, they need support, they need personalized data. That is what Bloom is for. It also now includes an in-person retreat if you want to come to that, and I am currently taking on new clients. The way you get started is just to book your free clarity call. It doesn't commit you to anything. I would honestly love to chat to you. Even if you decide not to work with me, that's totally fine. You head to keziahall.com/book to book in your free clarity call, and I would love to speak with you. This isn't a will it work for you. It's really about if you're ready. I know this can work. A holistic, personalized nutrition and lifestyle approach can work for you. I've seen it time and time again. The question is, are you willing to decide to bloom? Are you going to allow yourself to become the most healed, radiant, confident, and happiest version of yourself? And if that's you, and I feel like the right person for you, keziahall.com/book to book in your free call, or you can go to keziahall.com/bloom, B-L-O-O-M, to find out all the details and the payment plans. Also, if you sign up soon, there'll also be a special discount and extended payment plan. So I'd love to chat with you, keziahall.com/bloom, and I'll speak to you soon. So why else do I use it with my clients? Because most of my clients aren't coming to me wanting to prevent Alzheimer's. That's not their main goal. It's like a sneaky side benefit of working with me. Main thing I use it for with clients is to help people's mental health and mood. If your insulin management or your blood glucose is really up and down, it really affects how you feel, your mental health, depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues. It's really important. A really important part of supporting your mental health is bringing steadiness to your blood glucose, because it makes such a difference. So this is something why I use it myself. It's why I use it with my clients a lot of the time. It can really help improve your mood. The next thing I use it for with my clients is to help support their hormones. If your blood glucose is really up and down and you're in, and therefore, so what happens is you eat food, you get glucose in the blood, then insulin, a hormone, gets released to store and to store that glucose, because you don't want too much glucose in the blood at any one time. That's really problematic. You also don't want too little blood glucose in the blood at any one time. That's really problematic. So insulin is the hormone that helps to regulate that. But if your glucose is all over the place, and therefore your insulin is all over the place, it has a really big knock-on effect on your estrogen production and your testosterone production. Now, I won't go into all the details of that, but one of the easiest ways to bring more balance to your hormones and help reduce things like PMS and heavy periods and help you address PCOS and all of these kind of things is regulating your blood glucose and regulating your insulin. So this is a great, if I'm working with someone that has PCOS, or we're thinking has estrogen dominance, meaning they have too much estrogen in their system or too little or whatever it is, doing a CGM can be super helpful to just provide some very quick hormone balance to the body. It's really important. If your blood glucose is always high and low and high and low, you actually are creating inflammation in the body, and you're creating and driving hormone production that you maybe don't want. And so many people who work with me have too much hormones going on in their body. They're producing too much, especially estrogen, especially testosterone. So it's really, really important that from a hormone perspective, a CGM can be really useful. But you don't need a CGM. You don't need to wear a CGM in order to balance out your blood glucose. But we'll talk about that in a minute. The other reason I use it with clients is just generally to lower inflammation. If your blood glucose is always up and down and your insulin is always up and down, it just creates a lot of inflammation. So if you've got sore joints, if you've got fibromyalgia, if you're feeling really puffy, if you've just got any inflammatory condition going on in your body, that's kind of why we use it for mood, why we use it for hormones. It just makes a really big difference. And the other reason I use it with clients as well is to help with body composition and weight loss. Again, because it can be a really neutral tool to help clients to see, A, if there's any insulin resistance going on. And this is a metabolic issue that will really get in the way of you shifting body fat. And that's when your insulin, the ability of insulin becomes less potent, and it can create a lot of inflammation and problems in your metabolism and in body composition and lots of other things. So I will use it with clients that maybe really want, one of their main goals is shifting their body fat, is we'll often check in with CGM, not all the time though, but if I suspect there may be insulin resistance and they're a yo-yo dieting backwards and forwards, then wearing a CGM can be really, really helpful. So but it's not the be all and end all. So you can also really support your blood glucose and your insulin management without wearing one, you know, just by eating protein with every meal and having fiber with every meal. You know, the things that are going to make your blood glucose spike up is refined carbohydrates, it's sugar, it might be alcohol, it's maybe fruit, dates. Even healthy things can make them go up. So you, by just eating enough fiber and enough protein with each meal, you maybe don't need to wear a CGM, but because you'll bring that balance. But it can be really useful. Sometimes people need that quantitative data to help drive habit and behavior change. So you don't need to wear a CGM, but it can be really useful. And that's why I do use it with my clients on a case-by-case basis. I don't necessarily do it with every single person I work with, because sometimes you don't need it. And what you do just need to do is add in a bit more protein and a bit more fiber with all your meals. So I've been wearing a CGM recently and it was really useful. When I first wore one a couple of years ago, I did notice that I was spiking up a little bit and that I was having some drops. Like going more hypoglycemic. And so it was really useful to wear the last couple of weeks when my blood sugars are much better, much steadier. I think that's partly because I've been working on my stress levels. I'm doing all the trauma work that I've done. I think part of the reason my blood glucose was so up and down was because if you're in threat mode, then your body, if you're stressed or in threat or stressed or in a more traumatic response, your body's going to prioritize glucose in the blood to help you fight, flight, freeze, flee or freeze. And so that's where stress plays a big role. It's also interesting, the times when my blood sugar either spiked or dropped the most was often at times of stress, mainly the school pickup. On Tuesdays, I pick up all the kids, and then we have swimming lessons and we have to get them all back to the house, and they're all exhausted and they're all whiny, and I have three kids, and sometimes they're not coming home and having meltdowns in the street, and And I could totally see it wasn't about food at all. It was the impact of stress on my system, which was so interesting. And I also have learned foods that just spike my blood glucose a little bit more than normal. And these are healthy foods. So for me, sweet potato actually can create quite a big blood sugar spike for me. So can rice. So with those foods, especially as a gluten-free person, I can eat a lot of rice, a lot of sweet potato. I have to be mindful about adding a lot of protein and a lot of fiber when I do eat those. And also the last couple of weeks, it's made me realize, you know what, I need to add in a bit more quinoa, because it doesn't react to quinoa that way. It doesn't react to oats that way. So it really helps me to see what foods my body really loves. So my body actually responds pretty well to oats, even though they're a carbohydrate. There's lots of fiber in them, but compared to, say, sweet potato. And both of those foods are really healthy, but it just helps. CGMs are really helpful for like fine tuning what's really working for you. So that's been really useful. And it's also been helpful to see that my resiliency and my blood glucose management is actually more resilient than it used to be, which, yay, well done me. But overall, from a preventative medicine, from a mental health perspective, it was looking really good. So that, and I was mainly wearing it just to check in, to check that things were going okay, that I was supporting my mental health as much as I could with this specific area. And also I want to test out this technology for clients. And the one that I used is definitely one I'll use with future clients. So I hope that's helpful. I hope that's demystified things a bit. Continuous blood glucose monitors can be a really helpful part of your holistic personalized approach. They're not the be all and end all, but they can provide some really helpful personalized data and feedback. They're really useful for helping you see if there's insulin resistance, if there's any issues with losing weight, helpful for behavior change, helpful for hormones, helpful for mental health. But also you can really support your blood glucose just by making sure you do two things. And what are those two things? Eat some protein with each meal and eat fiber with each meal. So fiber is in vegetables, it's in fruits, it's in seeds, it's in nuts, it's in whole grains like whole oats, it's in your unrefined carbohydrates. And protein, you're looking for some protein about the size of your fist, whether it's through fish, whether it's through tofu, whether it's a protein powder and collagen in your porridge, whether it's ham or turkey or eggs or some leftover mince or venison burgers, which is what my lunch has been recently because there was an offer and I got a bunch of really wild venison burgers, which are really high in protein and low in fat. Like whatever it is, protein and fiber can also help. So I know that's a bit more of a nuanced answer. But if you want to come and work with me, then what I do is I suggest the most helpful tests for you, which could be a CGM, but depending on your goals and your health issues, it might not be as well. So you don't have to run out and buy one of these things. What I recommend you do first is get some personalized support, one-to-one feedback on what your root causes actually are, then make an assessment with that practitioner, with me, with whoever you're working with, of what tests is useful. Because it's really easy to get caught up in these faddy things when that might not be the most strategic or best use of your time, energy, and money. Okay? Sending you lots of love, and I'll see you next week. Are you wondering what the heck is going on with my body? What is with the bloating, the hormonal roller coaster, the pain, the fatigue, your inability to lose weight? And you know you want things to change, like that, you're very clear on that. You want something to change, but you have no idea what direction to head in. You read stuff, you listen to stuff, but how do you know where to begin? How do you know where to start? What's the first steps? If that's you, then I want to give you some answers within the next 10 minutes. Go to keziahall.com/quiz to do the free Gut Goddess quiz. And I'm going to point you in the right direction, give you three things that are going to help you, help your symptoms and get you started so that things feel clear, doable, and that you can actually see some big shifts. So go to keziahall.com/quiz, complete the quiz, then come back and listen to the rest of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you haven't left me a review yet, please go to iTunes, scroll down, look at ratings and review, and give me a 5-star review and leave a few comments. That really helps the podcast to reach more people. And if you want to know more about anything I mentioned in the podcast, you can go to the show notes at keziahall.com/blog. And I would love to hear from you if you have any other questions. And please share this podcast with anyone that you know that you find helpful. Screen share it, put it on Instagram, Facebook, put it in your WhatsApp groups, screenshot it, share it with a friend. The more people that hear about this show, the merrier, because more and more women need to know how good they get to feel.